From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. China says it will begin enforcing a ban on North Korean imports of coal, iron, iron ore, and seafood. It follows the most recent UN Security Council resolution sanctioning the North over its banned nuclear and missile programs. Tufts University analyst Sung Hyun Lee, however, doesn't think Beijing's announcement amounts to much.
Even if China were to cut down on the import of seafood from North Korea or iron and iron ore, I don't think we'll see any change in North Korean behavior anytime soon.
Monday, North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un said he would watch actions by the U.S. before ordering the launch of missiles into waters around the U.S. Pacific territory of Guam. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis vowed Monday to take out any missile headed for that U.S. territory. In Colombia, Vice President Mike Pence said U.S. policy has, by necessity, changed.
President Trump made it clear early this year that the era of strategic patience is over. The United States is putting all options on the table. We're marshaling the support of our allies in the region as well as China in unprecedented ways to isolate North Korea economically and diplomatically.
Defense Secretary Mattis joined Secretary of State Rex Tillerson in calling for a diplomatic solution to the crisis. More than 300 people are known dead. Hundreds more have been made homeless after heavy rains caused flooding and mudslides that inundated Freetown, the capital of the West African country of Sierra Leone.
We come for a long time.
The deputy chief medical director of Connaught Hospital said the rains lasted a long time and people have built unregulated homes on hillsides. Mudslides and flooding are often aggravated by deforestation and poor town planning. The military has been deployed to help rescue operations. This is VOA News. In Burkina Faso, 18 people, including 8 foreigners, were killed early Monday at a Turkish restaurant in the capital Ouagadougou by unknown gunmen. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. This survivor said when he heard gunfire, he ran upstairs, saw two wounded patrons, and tried to help them to the top floor, where they ultimately were confronted by the gunmen who pointed their weapons at them. The two attackers were later killed by security forces. More than 20, including 5 security force members, were wounded. A nearby cafe hotel was targeted in January 2016, leaving 30 dead. President Donald Trump Monday once again condemned those behind Saturday's racially charged rally that turned violent in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Racism is evil. And those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans.
Mr. Trump vowed anyone who committed racist violence would be held to account. He paid tribute to the 3 who lost their lives at Saturday's rally, including a 32-year-old paralegal who had gone to the rally to protest against white nationalism. 2 Virginia State police officers who had been monitoring the protest from the air were killed when their helicopter crashed. In southern Yemen Monday, a bomb blast killed at least a dozen people in the city of Qa'atataba in Dalia province. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility, but the area is known to be active of Al-Qaeda and Islamic State militants. The U.S. Defense Department Monday acknowledged that 2 U.S. soldiers were killed Sunday in northern Iraq as a result of friendly artillery fire. The artillery unit was targeting an Islamic State mortar position at the time. 5 other soldiers were injured. Zambian opposition leader Hakainde Hichilema Monday pleaded not guilty to plotting to overthrow the government of President Edgar Lungu during testimony in a treason trial in Lusaka. He was arrested in April after being accused of trying to block the president's motorcade. The opposition United Party for National Development said it expects the charges to be dropped. Tensions have been high since nearly 50 opposition lawmakers were suspended in March after refusing to sit for a speech by Mr. Lungu. Pakistan Monday marked 70 years of independence since partition from British India in 1947. Security was tight following Saturday's bombing attack on a military vehicle in the southern city of Quetta that killed at least 14 people. U.S. stocks advanced Monday following last week's sell-off amid concerns about rising tensions with North Korea. The benchmark Dow Jones Index gained more than 135 points to close at 21,993. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.